Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
And I'm in the mood to celebrate.
Huh?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Celebrate. Celebrate good times. Come on.
Sly and the Family Stone.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
And? Why are we celebrating?
Well, you'll find out.
Oh, gosh. Here we go again, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, and all those not previously mentioned on air.
This one's easy. Uh-oh. You have to get this one.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start with some stupid questions.
Excellent.
This is from a website called braincandy.com. Mm-hmm. There's a visual.
Nummy.
If a candle factory burns down, does everybody just stand around and sing happy birthday?
It's going to be one
Make
of those
days.
Make
a big wish.
When you put a sheet over your head for Halloween, are you a ghost or a mattress?
Just don't go there. Why do wise guy and wise man mean entirely different things?
Ooh.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And why is it that famous people are always born on holidays?
Especially on Mondays.
Oh, too many Mondays.
That's right. Any clues yet?
I am totally confused.
Okay, we have trivia questions.
Oh, gosh.
From randomfactsuselesstrivia.com.
.com.
Mm-hmm.
.com.
I have a question for you. You can try to answer.
Okay.
What British holiday is named after a man who tried to blow up a government building?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
No, that better not be your word for today. We don't have that long of a show. I'm going to hurt you.
You heard it on the radio, folks.
Yes. So, what holiday is named after a man who tried to blow up a government building?
I don't know.
Here's your choices. A, Guy Fawkes. Mm-hmm. B, St. David. C, Sadie Hawkins. Or D, Bobby Levin.
Oh, it's got to be Bobby Levin. It's the day the mattress fell on everybody.
Levin's furniture?
Levin's.
Oh, no.
Isn't that it?
No.
The answer is A, Guy Fawkes Day. Uh-huh. In 1605, Guy Fawkes conspired in a gunpowder plot to blow up King James I and members of both houses of Parliament. He was caught red-handed in a cellar below the house on November 4th, 1605, tortured and executed. Guy Fawkes Day is still celebrated in Britain every year on November 5th with bonfires, fireworks, and the burning of the guy, usually a grotesque effigy.
Ooh, that's a cheery little holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's our theme for today?
Guy Fawkes.
Well, no.
Levin furniture?
No. Oh, Kat's looking up Guy Fawkes masks
for
us.
Is that what those are for?
Oh, okay. Wonderful. No, today would be, happy birthday, born on a Monday, Guy Fawkes Day.
I'm going to die?
No.
Okay. In nasty effigies?
Well, maybe, but that has nothing to do with the show.
this is almost like we're on a holiday or something.
There you go. Not just holidays.
Strange.
Strange holidays.
Oh, it fits me.
Yes. So what do we normally do? 4th of July, Memorial Day. Did you have a nice picnic for 4th of July?
No.
Barbecue?
No.
Okay, you're kind of messing up the punchline here, Joe.
I was frying in the sun at the Cleveland Indian Stadium.
Well, same thing. We're talking about barbecue today.
Oh.
Yes, that's our curious word, barbecue. This is from Wikipedia.
Love that tie-in.
Can you imagine Joe on a spit? With an apple in his mouth? Anyway.
Hey.
An often repeated claim is that the word barbecue is derived from the French language.
Uh-huh.
The story goes that French visitors to the Caribbean saw a pig being cooked whole and described the method as barbe-a-cue, meaning from beard to tail. Which, really, it doesn't. It means stuck in a line, but
anyway.
The French word for barbecue is also barbecue. And the beard-to-tail explanation is regarded as false by most language experts. The only merit is that it relies on similar sounds of words, a feature common in folk etymology explanations.
Hey, that was the word you're supposed to give to me. Etymology.
Yeah.
Mm. Ooh.
Your time will come.
A new word for the day. Another claim states that the word barbecue came from the time when roadhouses and beer joints with pool tables advertised bar, beer, and cues. According to this tale, the phrase was shortened over time to BBQ and then BBQ.
Which is not correct.
Nah.
Most entomologists study bugs. Etymologists study words. Believe that barbecue derives from the word barbacue, found in the language of the Taino people of the Caribbean and the Timucua of Florida, and entered European languages in the form of barbacoa.
Mm.
Wasn't she starring in a movie, Barbacoa?
Barbacoa, yeah.
Yeah, wasn't that, I'm trying to think.
One of her near close,
Jane Fonda, yeah. Yes. Anyway, the word translates as sacred fire pit.
Nice bikini. The word describes a grill for cooking meat consistent of a wooden platform resting on sticks. Traditional barbacoa involves digging a hole in the ground and placing some meat, usually a whole goat, with a pot underneath it so that the juices can make a hearty broth.
Ew, goat broth.
Yeah. One of my favorites. It is then covered with mangui leaves and coal and set alight. The cooking process takes a few hours.
When I was in Hawaii, that's what they do with a pig. They dig this big hole and they stick this pig in it and then they cover it with all this smelly stuff.
Yeah, but we don't collect the juices when we do that.
No.
Then normally, before you put the pig in the ground, though, you know, you tie bricks into its stomach.
I didn't know that.
Because when you build the fire over top of it, the bricks will help heat up and then cook the insides as well.
That's why the pork was so hard and chewy. I was eating a brick. I must have gotten the brick and not the pig.
And this is another brick in the wall.
Yeah. Your favorite time.
It's the top 7,427 list.
Or 12.
Or 12 today for the top five.
Yes. Did you know that here in the United States, the month of August has no holidays?
None.
Nada.
No.
No.
Wow.
Not a one.
Wow.
Not real ones, anyway. Not government recognized
holidays.
Because of
back to school sales.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. And because it's just too darn hot in most of the country. So,
okay.
We have some suggestions for August holidays, but these are the top 12 rejected August holidays.
Okay.
First one is Rush Limbana.
Limbana. Number 11. Noogie giving.
Yes, yes.
And geez, I can imagine why that was rejected.
Yes. Uh-huh. Number 10, Shark Attack Victim Remembrance Day. That's so not right.
In many ways. Number 9, Cinco de Mayonnaise.
Yeah, you celebrate that by eating BLTs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8 is Columbus, Ohio Day.
Yeah, what?
Columbus, Ohio Day.
Oh, Columbus.
Columbus,
Ohio Day. In 1492, Columbus. Number 7, President interrupts 5-week vacation to work.
We made Joe laugh.
How true, how true.
Number 6, kill the hot enough for you guy for free day. I picked out the next one just for you, Joe.
Number 5. I'm laughing because I have to read this. Yo Mama Dan. Yo Mama Dan Day.
Yes. Number 4. Foreign nations culturally or historically quasi-significant event the United States can co-opt and repackage as an excuse to binge drink to be named later day.
Yes.
Cat's cheering on that one.
That's a favorite, yes. Number 3, false Labor Day.
Ah. I celebrated that a few times when I was pregnant. Number 2, yes, there is a Canada Day. That's for the United States only. What's that big place up there, you know, north of us?
Yeah, hey there.
Yeah.
And humorlabs.com's number 1 rejected August holiday...
Chekakonika.
Well, we're back into the 70s this week, aren't we?
We are, yeah. Sometimes we've never left.
true.
Yeah.
Yeah, some.
I founded Dumb Criminals.
You did?
About holidays.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. This one's called, and it's not even Thanksgiving yet, from dumbcriminals.com.
This could be interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
As a kid, my belief in Santa Claus was always challenged by wondering why he couldn't just go through the front door. Not to mention my concern for kids who didn't have chimneys. Mm. But why would a guy who can fly around the world with millions of gifts in one night have to adhere to conventional entrances?
However, burglars should probably use a bit more common sense. One in Atlanta afternoon, a man called 911 after hearing cries from his neighbor's house. The police arrived to find a young man stuck in the chimney, apparently trying to rob the house. According to the AJC, he had apparently been stuck there since 3 a.m. the previous morning. I guess he could have used some elf training.
Or elf help.
Elf help.
Yeah. He'd go in the elf help section of the bookstore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a little grease.
One of my favorite websites is brownielocks.com.
Wait a minute. I don't remember Brownie Locks.
Yeah, she was Goldilocks' ugly twin sister. Yeah.
Just a bit of the brownielocks.com.
Brownielocks. Right. Anyway, this has, for every month, it has a calendar with all of the unusual holidays.
Okay.
You know, all the lobbying groups, like the California Raisins Commission, you know, they go and they lobby and they get a raisin day or whatever.
Because we heard that through the grapevine.
Yes. Goodness. Anyway, we found some of these. These are actual holidays.
Cool.
Celebrate them at your own risk.
So let's start in January. Mm-hmm. So January is California Dried Plum Digestive Month.
You know, we can't call those prunes anymore. They're no, dried plums.
They're dried plums.
Because it just wasn't playing well at the grocery store. January 21st is Squirrel Appreciation Day, not to be confused with Squirrel Awareness Month in October. Oh, look, a squirrel.
Brunswick stew comes to mind.
Ooh.
January 24th is Talk Like a Grizzly Prospector Day. It commemorates the 1848 discovery of gold in California, and it has a Facebook page.
Oh my goodness, I thought Cactus Jack would come in and read that one for us.
Didn't catch on to it fast enough.
February is Pull Your Sofa Off the Wall Month. We have nothing to say about that.
Yeah. The drugs were good for you in the 70s, weren't they? March 3rd is What If Cats and Dogs Had Opposable Thumb Day?
Why?
Why?
Why? I don't know.
On
why?
Count of three. One, two, three.
Why?
Just, that's not right.
Barbie Day and Get Over It Day are both on March 9th. Yeah. My son thought that was interesting. It was so, like, oh, it's Barbie Day. And he said, so get over it.
We can't have a Ken Day, so but it has to be Barbie and Get Over It Day.
You got it.
March 26th is Falafel Dagen.
Waffle Dagen.
Waffle Dagen. Falafel Dagen. It's a waffle day.
It's always a waffle day in my house. Yeah. Anyway, April 1st through 7th is Pooper Scooper Week.
Woohoo!
I don't know how you celebrate that, but I don't want to know if they put a candle in it.
I think my neighbor could choose those advices. Yeah. Anyways, April 1st is Saint Stupid Day.
So for all the people that fall for the April Fool's jokes. Cat celebrating. Did you name that day?
In the background, Cat was celebrating, and then she realized it was April Fool's Day, and she's like, oops.
Never mind. April 15th is That Sucks Day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great for vacuum cleaners all over the world. April 17th, blah, blah, blah day.
May 1st. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
my favorite, Lumpy Rug Day.
I'm not sure what lobbying group decided to do that one, but yeah. June 27th is Fish Are Friends, Not Food Week.
Aww.
For all the vegans.
Yeah, just from the movie, Searching for Nemo.
Uh-huh. Oh, maybe that's it. This one, the
friends
one that you're going to...
Food, not food. Food,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This one is my very favorite of this list.
June 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Yell fudge at the cobras in North America Day. Why do I want to be in a zoo looking at cobras yelling fudge?
I didn't read the explanations because I was in a hurry last night. I just wrote these down.
And folks, these are real.
These are real. These are from BrownieLocks.com. Check it out yourself. Now, June 22nd.
Hey.
You asked for a Ken Day. This is kind of it. Stupid guy thing day.
Yeah.
Or as I like to call it, stupid guy tricks day. Every day is stupid guy day. Oh.
You know, when you're surrounded by two women, you have to take and bite your tongue because you're going to get slapped if you say what you really want to say.
You are kind of like a cat Oreo here, aren't you?
Yes,
you got
I
one
am.
Cat on one side and one cat on the other.
Meow and woof. Anyways, July 1st through the 7th, National Unassisted Home Birth Week.
Ow.
Wait a minute. When's the last time we had a home birth?
Oh, I've got a friend that did it. She had a, what do they call those? A doula? That comes in and helps. Well,
but
I guess
assisted.
That assisted. Mm. Well, maybe that's accidental birth at home day.
Yeah, there's the husband. Come on, baby. I got the catcher's mitt. Let's get her out. Let's go. Anyways.
Ow. Ow. July 27th is Barbie in a blender day.
Don't ask.
No, I get, no ask. Because I know this one.
No.
I do. I know this one.
Somebody was in a demented state.
No. Barbie in a blender day.
Okay.
Is actually a holiday to raise awareness of freedom of speech. Because there was an artist who put Barbie in a blender.
Okay.
And took a picture of it, and Mattel sued him. And so this group got together and said, no, 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 you have every right to put Barbie in a blender and take a picture of her because she is an icon, and we have freedom of speech. And so, unfortunately, that has led to a lot of really grotesque images of Barbie in a blender. Yeah.
And some people call this art.
And I found a Barbie, a Hitchcock Barbie, who has birds stuck to her. There's also Trailer Park Trash Barbie and
yeah, well,
Serial Killer Barbie and yeah. Anyway,
Hard Rock Cafe
on,
Barbie.
Moving yeah. on.
August 8th. Now here is a great holiday.
Uh huh.
Sneak some zucchini onto your neighbor's porch night.
Cat celebrates that.
Cool.
September 1st.
Wait a minute. What? You never snuck a zucchini onto my porch.
Yeah, really. Where's my? Oh.
We're all neighbors.
We're all neighbors. Yeah.
I mean, I need to make a zucchini bread, so give me some zucchini over here, all right, young lady?
September. Oh, we could have that. Can you make a zucchini cake?
Mm-hmm.
We could have that to celebrate. This is our one-year anniversary of Cat Soup.
Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday.
Dave gave us vanilla wafers this morning.
We had our...
That's our cake.
One-year anniversary wedding birthday something.
Yeah, anniversary
wafer.
Cake.
Anniversary.
Anyway, September 1st is Chicken Boys Day.
Woohoo! October 12th, International Moment of Frustration Scream Day.
One, two, three. Ah! November 2nd.
That was a drive-by.
November 2nd is Plan Your Epitaph Day.
Ooh. Death Be Not Proud. Oh, that was a bad book.
Oh.
November 8th, Cook Something Bold and Pungent Day. That's for all you Limburger cheese fans.
Ew. Yeah, yuck. And December, to round out the year, is Awareness Month of Awareness Month's Month.
Awareness Month of Awareness Month's Month. Yeah.
Anyway.
Moving on. From SmileMania.com. Now, we want you to spread the word. Face it. Twitter it, MySpace it, blog it, email it, and share it with your friends, especially your grumpy friends. For the 11th annual Great American Grump Out is Wednesday, May 2nd, 2012.
The Grump Out asks all you sourpusses to suck it up and refrain from getting your grump on at least for 24 hours. That includes no grumping, no frowning, no grousing, complaining, punching, slapping, hitting, or killing for one whole day.
Now, if you missed out on the 10th annual Grump Out on May 4th, 2011, the good news is that you can continue to do grumpy or to do your grouchy thing. But on May 2, 2012, you'll be asked once again to knock it off with your grouchy thing and put a lid on it just for 24 hours. It's not for a lifetime, folks. Just a mere 24 hours. And if you get your 8 hours sleep, that means you only have 16 hours to go. And after that, you can go back to being your old self again.
Oh, Cactus Jack is here. Yes, Cactus Jack, I think this holiday is for you.
I ain't giving my grump out for nothing.
So why have a grump out?
Because you guys don't like us no more.
No.
Mm-hmm. Just take a look at the problems and concerns facing us today. Unstable economy, home foreclosures, increasing loss of jobs, and something called health care.
Rise in unemployment, negative role models, global warming, gasoline prices.
Deb gun taxes, too much traffic, and not enough time.
We seem to be facing crisis after crisis, which is more than enough for us to be irritable and grumpy about.
Dang tootin'.
Grump out goals, to help people better understand the connection between negative attitudes, stress, and health.
Huh?
It, just skip what it. Just read your part, Jack.
To see America give itself permission to be friendly, playful, supportive, and loving for just one day. Oh, we like that every day.
Yes, to lighten up our planet and reduce unhealthy stress through humor.
And to dang it, just have fun.
Yeehaw. I have a rant.
Oh, joy.
It's from crack.com.
All right.
About holidays.
Cool.
Just how far will people go? This proves people will do just about any darn thing in the name of tradition or celebration.
Tradition. If I were a rich man. We are speaking of the Tinku Punch Your Neighbor Festival.
Where? Bolivia, particularly Potosi and Maca.
Matcha.
Matcha. Oh, I mispronounced something?
You did. It's matcha.
Matcha. Matcha Bolivia?
Because Machu Picchu is also an
island. Machu Picchu.
Picchu.
Oh,
Machu Picchu.
Okay.
Each May, high up in the Bolivian Andes Mountain, thousands descend on the small city of Machu to partake in the traditional Tinku festival. Tinku is a Quechua word meaning an encounter or a meeting, though when you take into account what actually happens at a festival, it should translate to better. Better the blank out of something.
As a result, many casual visitors have likely had this conversation on Tinku Festival Day. Sweetie, look, there's a darling little town ahead. Let's stop for coffee.
That sounds simply to gosh, divine. Gosh, it's popular. Look how many people are there. Oh, and they're dancing. Look, how quaint.
Well, I've always had a good eye for nice out-of-the-way places, Georgina. Remember that wonderful cafe and, oh my God, what are they doing? They're beating the snot out of each other. Donathan, turn the car around. We're going home.
For the love of God, why?
Well, the Tinku festivals aren't just people beating other people into mushy pulp for fun.
Oh, what?
Instead, it's an old religious festival based on pre-Hispanic times, whereby the earth goddess Pachamama demands blood to ensure a good harvest. The more blood, the better. And Bolivians, being a simple, honest folk, could see no better way to get blood than to pummel the living stuff out of their neighbors.
In the past, the fights frequently ended in death. As if one villager had a poor harvest, the only way to guarantee a better one next year was to spill all the blood of your neighbors.
Ew.
Nowadays, though, the festival is policed, albeit lightly, and the police try and stop fights, being more than one-on-one, and also to stop when the first blood has been shed.
The Tinku festivals are believed to be at least 600 years old, predating the Spanish conquest by a good 100 years. Of course, pagan ceremonies revolving around deities demanding sacrifice or blood as tribute are common throughout history, but we have to admit the Bolivians' way of doing it looks like a heck of a lot more fun.
Yeah, that was easy to read.
Yes, sorry about that. Sometimes I edit, sometimes I forget.
Well, we're doing good today.
We have another top five list.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, do you like to shop during the holidays?
No.
No, no. Well, we have the top 20 bad name, top 20, the top 12 bad names for holiday businesses.
Uh-oh.
The littlest one, number 12, the littlest elf male enhancement shop. I got out of cat.
Can't even comment on that.
Nope.
Number 11, Crazy Carl Kwanzaa Corner. Oh, geez.
Number 10, shipmentswithoutinstructions.com.
Aren't all packages sent without instructions?
Usually, yeah.
Okay. Then why is that a holiday?
I don't know. It's not a holiday. It's a store.
Number 9, Lumpy Cole's Gifts for Kids.
Number 8, North Pole Dance Lessons. Oh, Joe, your face is going to explode here in a minute.
Number 7, Things Regifted.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, it's all overpoweringly perfumed. Gosh, that perfumery place
in the
outlet malls. Oh, you can't even walk past the door without getting blasted.
Remember, we grew up in the 70s. Everybody remembers Charlie.
Yes.
Oh, God, my sister sprayed that stuff all
over
the
house.
Eleanor
loves Baby Soft.
No, it had to be
like
Charlie's.
A baby's bottom.
Mom would put on Chanel number 5, mm-hmm. and then Barb, my sister, would put in Charlie.
And they would have a fight in the kitchen.
She would chase me around the house. Here, brother, you need to smell good. Charlie, that's stuff that you can never get rid of. Number 5, the ACLU's gift shop for certain days in December whose specific mention may exhibit unsanctioned and unconstitutional prejudice towards any one faith or another.
It's hard to put in neon.
Yeah.
Number four, Bob's spend 3 months' pay on decorations emporium.
Oh, yeah.
I've been there.
On December 24th, this is number three, December 24th, you'll take whatever's left and like it, Emporium. Dad's last minute panic Best Buys. Yeah.
Number two, Bah Hamburgers.
I bet you that's a vegan store. Anyways, and the number one bad name for holiday business.
The Dollar Short Store. And Day Late Store.
Oh,
yes. Goodness, goodness, goodness. Are we? We read all this stuff already? That's amazing.
Hence the reason I threw a stoning in supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
So what's your favorite holiday?
And I can't say it backwards. What's my favorite holiday?
Yes, what's your favorite holiday?
That's a very good question.
Mm.
I really don't have one.
Oh, I like Easter because of the peeps.
We still got 3 minutes.
Yeah. Anyway, from ruminate.com, we do have a rumination.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
We should elect presidents solely on the basis of when the birthday is and the likelihood of them getting a federal holiday declared for them. It would probably help to be born on a Monday.
Thank you, James Floyd.
Oh, yeah.
And Irish blessings, my favorite holiday ought to be.
Okay.
St. Patrick's Day.
Why?
We have a little Irish blessing. May all your sorrows be like a shamrock shake, available for a limited time only. Also, may they be minty green in color, putrid to the taste, and contain sodium benzoate as a preservative.
This was not a commercial for any fast food restaurant out there.
Oh, that's all we have for today. Yeah. Darn, I'm Kat.
And I'm Joe.
And together we're...
Regifted!
No, together we're...
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
No, oh. Together we're...
Cat soup.
The best of internet humor on the radio.
Folks, have a blessed week.